Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. So the county sheriff shuts you down for an illegal pot shop. You're done. It's over. No more sales for you. Well, maybe not. In the shadow of Yankee Stadium, your store might be closed, but if you use a little creativity and a $5 water cooler, maybe nobody will notice you right in front of the padlocked storefront where you were shut down. At least that's what people in the area are telling 1010 Winds. They think it's the same guy. I haven't caught him yet. We don't make this stuff up, folks. Welcome to Friday in the Big Apple. Mary Lynn Buckley in our leadoff spot.
Coolers full of weed with guys sitting on top of them to sell it is what's been happening at a padlocked shut pot shop on 90 East 161st Street. Trey Jenkins from the 161st Street Bid says it's bad for business in the area after he's heard complaint after complaint.
Laws are being changed, and also with our limited bandwidth, it's hard to stop with a lot of quality of life issues.
New York City Sheriff Anthony Miranda tells us 1,200 illegal pot shops have been shut down all throughout the city. He says if you see anyone selling weed outside, you should avoid them at all costs.
They're tainted products. We have uncovered locations where they spray some of the cannabis with roach spray or paints and different chemicals.
Any first-time or repeat offenders caught not following the rules, he says, will be fined or arrested. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Concourse section of the Bronx.
And the sheriff's office says, we checked it after we initially shut down the store and padlocked it, and there was no activity coming from the location. Somebody said, aside from the nice guy out front with a cooler selling water, I think. Cops say, yeah, but you'd be hard-pressed to pour water into some rolling papers. Again, people in the area say the pop-up guy was the same person who was previously run out of the building. So far, no arrests. We will keep you posted, folks. In Fairfield, New Jersey, they've arrested a guy, charging him with pretending to be a dentist and allegedly being a creep. Cops responded to a 911 call from a lady who says she was sexually assaulted at a place on Route 46. She identified the guy as 31-year-old Jonathan Colombo of Orange Township. The woman claims she stumbled onto Colombo online offering discounted dental work. Says he was allegedly using the handles New You Dental and New You Smiles. Now, she made an appointment with Mr. New You on Monday, and that's when she says the guy turned into an octopus, arms touching all over, and sexually assaulted her at his office after the dental procedure. Cops arrested him Tuesday for assault, sexual assault, and for allegedly operating without a dentistry license. An investigation continues into the incident, and in the meantime, police want to know if there's anybody else out there who visited New You Smiles and might have had the same experience. Well, here's a weird one. A lady under arrest, police say, for attempting to kidnap somebody's 2-year-old kid. And get this, the lady reportedly lives in the same building where the kid lives. This is in the Bronx, and it begs the question, how'd you plan to hide this kid, since her folks are right down the hall from you? Well, it happened on East 180th Street about 7 o'clock last night. Police say 32-year-old Darlin Thomas followed the toddler and their 23-year-old mother into a laundry room. The police report says Thomas grabbed the mother by the arm and demanded that she hand over the kid. The mom was able to escape with the baby in her arms, both unharmed. The suspect fled in an elevator and got off at her place on the 12th floor. Well, they arrested her today. She's now charged with attempted kidnapping. Police say the mother and the suspect did not know each other despite living in the same building. Well, 1 month later, and 1010 Winds was back in Melrose today, where Congressman Richie Torres complained to City Hall about an open-air market for drug sales and other atrocities plaguing the neighborhood. We're on the street today. Still some issues, but a heck of a lot better than it was last month.
A month after the congressman's letter, we took a walk through the hub, known for its many subway and bus lines, with Pedro Suarez, the executive director of the Third Avenue Bid.
We definitely have seen an all-hands-on-deck approach from the different city agencies. NYPD is out here daily. DSNY has been responding to illegal dumping, and they are installing cameras.
During our September visit, we saw trash, including needles, vomit, and excrement, in front of buildings like Ibrahim Ishmael's clothing store.
It's better. Tell you honest, it's a lot better than the last few weeks, because the police is most of the days around.
But drug activity continues to be a problem. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in the Bronx.
Yeah, a spokeswoman for the Adams administration has said they are aware of Torres' concerns and will partner with him to ensure a safe and livable city. Hey, we had mentioned to you about a nationwide recall of meat over listeria concerns. Some New York and New Jersey schools included in that recall, talking 12 million pounds of ready-to-eat meals sent to schools, restaurants, and major retailers all over the country. Anyway, the preliminary list of schools in New York and New Jersey is out. Please go to our website, 1010wins.com, for a list of those schools and more details about the products involved. In other news on this Friday, a fatal hit and run in Bushwick today. Police say a white box truck came through and hit a poor guy walking along DeKalb. They rushed the victim to the hospital, but he didn't make it. The truck kept going, so police looking for the driver now. This is near the intersection of DeKalb and Wyckoff. If you know anything about it or anything jogs your memory, they want you to call Crime Stoppers. The victim's name has not been released out of respect and sensitivity, since they had not contacted his family as of this writing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.